Hello, comrades, and welcome back to Ushanka Show. Здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи. My name is Sergey, and I was born in the USSR. Just a friendly reminder that my book American Diaries is available on Amazon.com, or shoot me an email if you would like to have a signed copy. Thank you.
Вы смотрите программу Ushanka Show.
So today we're going to talk a little bit more about Soviet food. And you probably already watched my video number 173, Everyday Meals of the Ordinary Soviet Family. So we're going to work that topic some more. So we need to learn another Russian word, столовая. Столовая, which you probably can translate as a diner or eatery. So that's the place when you can purchase food, or that would be the places like sometimes called here cafeteria. So столовая was also located at the places of work, like big factories or schools. We had every school had a столовая. Here they call them cafeteria. So it's kind of like somewhere between diner and cafeteria. Actually, my mother, when she arrived to Kiev after finishing school in the village, it was her first job. She worked at the kitchen in a kindergarten, so it's not really a cafeteria, but they fed kids there. So she worked, she cooked for kids. That was her first job in Kiev back in late 1960s. And of course, everything was made from scratch in столовая. You know, they will receive shipment of potatoes, slabs of meat, and so on. And then they had peel potatoes and make soup or borscht, cook, you know, make popular would be mashed potatoes and other items. So of course, when you work from items from scratch, it's quite easy to steal stuff. So people will dilute milk with water, they will dilute sour cream, you know, they will give you smaller portions so they can take some stuff home. So what we're gonna do today, and I'm not sure how long is gonna be this video, but I have a menu, so that's the list of dishes available in Khabarovsk region. So there is a столовая number 2 in Khabarovsk. So that's menu dated back to August of 1968. So we're going to look at what items they offered and prices. And it is a general understanding among people who remember столовая, who remember buying food meals in these cafeterias, that for about a ruble, you can get a nice meal. So you get a so-called first dish, первое блюдо, so there'll be some kind of soup or borscht. Второе блюдо, second dish, so there'll be maybe like mashed potatoes and cutlets or rice and eggs. Then you get a drink and then you get some snacks. So if you get this whole package, it's about a ruble. And I'm thinking, trying to compare salaries, if an engineer makes 130 rubles, then 1 ruble will be close to maybe $30 if you're looking at the modern salary. So this is a dish, food that you can buy for $30 or average at least 10 times a ruble. Say this is what should be a price in dollars. So at least between $10 to $30, this is the price that Soviet people had to pay for this meal. Okay, so let's take a look at this menu from столовая number 2 in Khabarovsk, and look at the prices, and then you guys will get idea what kind of food a regular worker was getting in such cafeterias. Салат из свежей капусты, so fresh cabbage salad, 5 копеек. So there'll be a small amount of salad, so they'll have some carrots, cabbage, maybe some onions. And usually we didn't use any dressing, so there'll be pretty much salad in its own juice. Or maybe they'll add some sunflower oil, but we didn't use any dressing, as I mentioned. Кабачки нарезные, sliced zucchini, 13 копеек. Here, I wasn't sure. I don't think you can eat fresh zucchini. So the pictures I found will be, they'll be like, you know, fried. And the price reflects it. So there wasn't just the fresh, it was prepared. So price pretty much doubles, triples than a cabbage salad. Масло сливочное. So that's a cream butter, 8 копеек. So they'll have a on the plate little chunk of butter that you can put on your bread. Салат из свежих помидор, salad from the fresh tomatoes, 10 kopecks. And just to give you the comparison, for 10 kopecks, you can have two bus rides. So if you look at the modern prices for buses, you know, we're talking maybe $4 for a salad for the modern prices. But back in those days, you can ride a bus. It's 5 kopecks per ticket. Огурцы соленые, pickled cucumbers, 2 kopecks. And for 2 kopecks, you can make a phone call from the payphone. Сметана, sour cream, 20 kopecks. Pretty expensive. This is interesting. So people actually were eating sour cream with a spoon, or if you dilute it enough, you can actually almost drink it. So it'd be thick, maybe like a kefir or like semi-liquid yogurt. So that was a thing. Some people would just drink smetana, or if they add some sugar, that'll be kind of like a dessert type of drink. Try to eat sour cream. I don't think you're going to like it to eat it straight. Яйцо вареное, hard-boiled egg, 13 kopeck. So it's pretty expensive for a single egg, you would say. It's more expensive than a salad from fresh tomatoes, just for a single hard-boiled egg. Сельдь с луком, pickled herring with onions. This is a Russian classic. This is what a lot of people hate about Russian food, when a pickled herring shows up, like in shuba, because it's too fishy. Fish taste too fishy. And the last for the snacks part. So this was all of that was 9 items from the snacks. It's говядина отварная с зеленым горошком. So it's boiled beef with green peas. 27 kopecks. Okay, now we're moving to the main dish. Первое блюдо, or first dish. There's only 2 for that day. And I bet people, you know, be rotating soups and borscht during the week. But on that specific date was borscht с мясом. And they specified that meat is actually beef. And sour cream, full portion, 28 kopecks. Суп молочный рисовый. That's interesting. So this is a soup. It's called milk soup with rice. I usually ate that type of food only for breakfast, but here they offer it for lunch. And I believe it's kind of more sweet. You added sugar and butter. So yeah, this is kind of different meal. It's a milk soup with rice, 16 kopecks. Now we have so-called второе блюдо, second dish. Котлета из говядины. So cutlet from beef, 15 kopecks. Lamb schnitzel, 27 kopecks. Ragu from lamb, 33 kopecks. So that's a pretty pricey dish right there. And I know there's a brand, ragu, they sell here in America, but I'm not sure if it's a similar stuff or not. Баранина тушеная, braised lamb, 26 kopecks. It's kind of weird. That's quite a lot of lamb they offer in that place. Lamb wasn't really popular, at least in Ukraine. Каша манная на молоке. So this is kind of like a thick soup, каша, milk каша with cereal. I think we had the same question in my video 173 when I talked about the same thing. This is what you used for breakfast, and I couldn't translate correctly, but it's kind of on the sweet side, has some butter, and it's 13 kopecks. Плов из баранины. So there's another dish from lamb. So this is rice and vegetables cooked together with lamb. It's called plov. I'm not sure how to translate it in English. And it's 34 kopecks. Яичница с колбасой. So it's a fried eggs with kielbasa, with sausage. 37 kopecks. And the last one, beefsteak с яйцом. And I guess you translate it the same way. It's a beefsteak with the egg. 34 kopecks. Okay, so next 3 items of the menu are so-called гарниры. So that's a sides. And first one is гречка, buckwheat, 6 kopecks, very cheap. And I said гречка was very, very popular. I like it a lot. Пюре картофельное, mashed potatoes, 8 kopecks. And braised cabbage, 6 kopecks. Never was a big fan of that. Never liked braised cabbage. Okay, next part of this menu is мучные блюда. So you can translate like items made from flour. kind of interesting name. And the first one is, it's actually, I kind of combine them together, but first three are just blinis, or crepes, as they call them here in America. So we got blini with butter, blini with jam, and blini with sour cream. And price differs slightly, so it's a 9 kopecks, 10 kopecks, and 8 kopecks. So first three items are blinis. Then we have korzh molochny. I'm not sure how to translate it exactly. So it's some kind of pastry, and molochny pastry made with milk, 7 kopecks. Pesochniki, another type of pastry, 9 kopecks. Pirozhok s kapustai. So you see, it's interesting. In Russian, we say pirozhok, so that's kind of this bread, and you have a stuffing inside. In this case, it's cabbage. So it's like a pierogi with cabbage, but it's not boiled. Like here in America, they call pierogi, it's the items that you actually have to boil. This is actually already cooked, like fried or baked, and has a cabbage inside. So it's pirozhok, 5 kopecks, 1 bus ride. And the last one is kolbasa v teste. So that's like your hot dog baked in dough, 18 kopecks. Okay, and now we reach napitki, drinks. First one is kefir. I don't know if you're familiar with purchase kefir here in America. You can buy it now. So this is like a, almost like a liquid yogurt, but ours didn't have any flavors. That was just plain kefir. And it's 11 kopecks for glass. Chai, black tea. So tea is chai. It's interesting. Actually, in Swahili, they also call a tea chai. And it's always was black tea. And you just have tea and you add sugar. Sometimes you have a lemon. 3 kopecks per glass. Kompot. So this is a bunch of fruits you boil. Sometimes it'll be dry fruits, fresh fruits. Of course, sugar. And you boil all together, and it can be brown color, pinkish color, and whatever fruits available. And it's a 5 kopecks per glass. And you can buy a glass of milk, malako, for 8 kopecks. Okay, and now let's play some столовая game. So Comrade Sergei is very, very hungry. Я очень голодный. So I came to столовая, and I would like to grab some food. So let's see what's going to happen. Okay, so I like borscht, so we'll take borscht, 28 kopecks. We'll take some cutlets, 15 kopecks, and it's per cutlet. So each cutlet is 15 kopecks. I'll take one. Grechka, buckwheat, we'll take that, 8 kopecks. We'll take salad, 10 kopecks. And I like salad from fresh tomatoes. I'll do some herring, I like herring. So 18 kopecks. You could tell I'm not American spy because I eat pickled herring. I have some blinis for the sweet tooth and some tea to flush it down. So my total bill will be 92 kopecks. So pretty close to ruble, just like I said. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this video. I'm not sure if anything else I need to cover about столовая, about cafeterias. But this is pretty much self-explanatory, quite extensive menu. So I assume this was pretty big factory. So you can get a pretty decent meal, but picture if you spend a ruble every time you go eat in столовая. So you work, let's say, 5 days a week times 4 roughly. So you will spend 20 rubles a month on food while you're making 130 rubles. So if you eat it out, as we call it, right? So that's not cheap, and if we say times 10 at least, so we're talking about $200 just for food at work, and you're probably bringing something for early snacks and late food in the evening, because that's what be just served for lunch. So anyway, I hope you like this video. We'll talk to you soon. До свидания. Goodbye. Hey, by the way, cool merch for cool comrades is available at the Ushanka store at teespring.com. And if you love my channel and would like to show your support, please click on the link below this video and become the patron of the Ushanka Show. For as little as $1, you can help us grow and create the new interesting videos about the life in Soviet